Trump's tariffs on Mexico and Canada threaten auto industry supply chains. U.S. 25% tariff on imports from Mexico and Canada, alongside a new 10% duty on Chinese imports, is set to significantly impact the automotive sector of these countries. Approximately 90% of vehicle exports from Mexico and Canada are destined for the U.S., according to the Mexican Automotive Manufacturers Association, EMEA, and the Canadian Vehicle Manufacturers Association. The tariff, effective from February 4th, is likely to disrupt supply chains and raise vehicle costs. Automakers at risk. The tariffs have raised concerns across the global car industry, particularly among German automakers, with Volkswagen expected to be the most affected. Industry leaders have warned that the tariffs will drive up costs for consumers, potentially fueling inflation. Audi. Volkswagen's Audi facility in San Jose, Chiapa, Mexico, which employs over 5,000 workers, produced nearly 176,000 Q5 vehicles in 2023. In the first half of 2024, around 40,000 units were exported to the U.S., according to EMEA. BMW. BMW's plant in San Luis Potosí, Mexico, manufactures the 3 Series, 2 Series Coupe, and M2 models, with most production allocated to the U.S. and international markets. From 2027, the plant is set to produce the all-electric new E-Class model. Ford. Ford operates 3 plants in Mexico, including an engine facility in Chihuahua and 2 assembly plants in Cuautitlán and Hermosillo. In the first half of 2024, nearly 196,000 Ford vehicles were exported from Mexico to North America, with 90% destined for the U.S., according to EMEA. Ford's Canadian operations include an assembly plant in Oakville, which is expected to manufacture a larger gas-powered F-Series pickup truck from 2026. General Motors, GM. GM imported approximately 750,000 vehicles from Canada and Mexico into the U.S. in 2024, with the majority built in Mexico. The company's key exports include popular models such as the Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra pickup trucks, along with mid-sized SUVs. Its Mexican plants also manufacture electric versions of the Equinox and Blazer SUVs. In Canada, GM operates 3 facilities producing electric vans, Silverado heavy-duty trucks, and V8 engines. Volkswagen. Volkswagen's Puebla facility, the largest auto plant in Mexico and one of the largest in the group, produced nearly 350,000 vehicles in 2023, including the Jetta, Tiguan, and Taos, primarily for U.S. exports. In Canada, Volkswagen is investing up to $7 billion, $4.9 billion, to build a battery gigafactory in St. Thomas, Ontario, with production expected to commence in 2027. Impact on auto suppliers. The tariffs are expected to affect several major automotive suppliers operating in Mexico and Canada. Autoliv. The Swedish company, the world's largest manufacturer of airbags and seatbelts, employs around 15,000 staff in Mexico. Michelin. The French tire maker operates 2 plants in Mexico, Querétaro and Lyon, and 3 in Canada, Pictou, Bridgewater, and Waterville. Yanfeng. The Chinese seat manufacturer supplies components to GM and Toyota from its Mexican facilities. Don't miss. Nissan cuts 9,000 jobs, slashes capacity by 20% in global restructuring.